Our next candidate is Peter Murdoch. Peter, would you please step up? Peter serves as an Ypsilanti City Council member representing Ward 3. He is a candidate for mayor for the city of Ypsilanti. Councilmember Matt Murdoch, welcome.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Pete Murdoch. I represent Ward 3 in the city of Ypsilanti. I've in the past served as mayor of the city of Ypsilanti, and currently I've been there for, I'm in my second consecutive term. We have spent a lot of time in Ypsilanti in the last 5 years dealing with basically the economic realities of the Great Recession and the housing bubble burst, which impacted us immensely. We've gone through one shrinking after another, trying to balance our budget and provide the services we need to provide the residents. We will continue to try to do that. And so as I look to the future and what we're going to do, all the same issues are still out there. We need to have some financial stability. We need to deal with some particular problems that are not unique to us, some are. We have some legacy costs we continue to try to deal with. We've dealt with them a lot through our recent contract negotiations. More needs to be done. We need to consolidate services, do some regionalization so the services are provided in a better manner, and we've done a lot of that over the last several years. The AATA expansion is one good example of that. The new relationship we have with EMU, Washington County Sheriff, and Ypsilanti Township on Police Services is another one, which we need to build on. And lastly, the elephant in the room is the Water Street debt that we have, which is called by our city manager the albatross that we need to deal with. And we need to deal with that fairly quickly in terms of marketing property or eliminating that debt. The other issues that we have, which are probably not unique to us, is public safety. Not going to attract business, not going to attract people to town. If people have the perception, real or not, that the community is unsafe. So we need to build on the police department that we're restructuring with a new chief and almost an entire new command structure and a staffing level that's kind of finally built back up to not what it should be necessarily or would be, but better than it was, to build on our community policing aspects, bring our downtown officer back on the beat, and do some other things in police services. The other issue that we have, which is mentioned, is transportation. Ypsilanti, transportation has always been a key to Ypsilanti's economic development, whether it would be the Saab Trail, the Huron River, the railroad, Chicago Road, or even the Willow Run Airport. It's always been transportation that made Ypsilanti, the business community in Ypsilanti, thrive. Now transportation, that's still important, but we've gone beyond that. We need to have a transportation system, a public transportation system that's broader and serves a wider community and is efficient and effective. And that's why it was so important to do change the authority, the Ann Arbor authority, into a more regional basis and to support the expansion of services. The commuter rail proposal that between Jackson or Ann Arbor and Detroit will be another important element in the city's development and create a corridor between those communities, which will help both the housing market and the economic development in Ypsilanti. Along with that, we have different focuses on transportation. It's just not cars anymore. It's bikes and walking and all that. And the city has developed a non-motorized plan and a plan to the new master plan we just developed is keying in on making the community more walkable because that attracts more people to the community. The other issue that's important to us is sustainability. And all the things that we do have to have a focus on making the earth, making our community more sustainability. We adopted a sustainability plan that we're adopting pieces of as finances become available, opportunities occur. We've partnered with the Michigan Suburbs Alliance on better buildings for our energy audits. We've had energy audits of all our public buildings. We're in the process this summer of converting the last of our streetlights to LEDs. We established a energy revolving fund in the city that do some energy efficiency stuff in our buildings. A couple other issues, but ask questions. I think we're time to
Thank you, Peter. Time goes by quickly, but we would like to take some Q&A. If you could just raise your hand, and Andy will step up. Don't be shy.
Question. Well, while you're being shy and thinking of the questions,
somebody
do want to
here?
Briefly mention we have the candidate mixer at the end, but two folks to recognize for being here all the way from Lansing. State Rep. Dave Rutledge is with us, and State Senator Joe Hewn is with us. Just wanted to recognize them.
Andy, this gentleman in the yellow.
Ms. Murat, thank you for that great presentation. I feel like you know on a lot of key issues facing Pennsylvania today. I'm a student at Washington Community College, and many of my classmates are going to be transferred to Eastern University. They're resentful to want to transfer, though, because the issues surrounding the campus. Is there any strategy to try to relay messaging to those students to try to tell them that the city is going to improve crime rates or like safety? Is there a plan for that?
We've been working with, as I mentioned, working with Eastern Michigan University, the Sheriff's Department, and Ypsilanti Township in trying to deal with the specific issues that you relate in terms of the crime in the EMU area. In fact, we'll have more to say about that shortly in terms of what we're developing, but there is a lot more police activity. Eastern Michigan has hired more police. We've hired more police. It's not just the police issue. The apartment buildings next to campus have been doing some security things themselves and doing a better job. Eastern Michigan is doing things to notify various elements of the community, you know, potential students of the efforts that are going on there. And as I said, we'll have more to say about that very shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have time for one more if we have.
Mr. Hawkins.
Dr. Hawkins, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Mr. Murdoch, in a lot of communities across the country, many mayors are actively involved in trying to support education in the school district. What ideas do you have in terms of trying to be an active participant or trying to create a partnership between the mayor's office and the school district? And as you well know, the school district recently, in the past year or so, a couple of years, went through a consolidation with the Willow Run School District. And at one point in time, there was a partnership effort between the local school district and the mayor's office. Do you see that as being a viable option or a major interest of yours to try to support education by creating a partnership between the mayor's office and the school district?
The public school system is a key element. It's important to any community. Ours is no different. We've had issues in the school district. The consolidation is there. There's a lot of good things going on in the school district that we need to be supportive of and build on. So yes, I would say that. I don't know what form that would necessarily take, but we certainly have to be supportive of We have to be partners in the education system for the residents of our community.
Thank you. We're out of time for the Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.